Riders, Rangers, and Rambles. Chagrin Shinobi is a legendary underground toy reviewer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is
Jedimon.
Hello and welcome to Riders, Rangers, and Rambles episode 18.
Oh shit, it's here. And we're not talking about O's, we're talking about the episode of Ghost Ranger we had to watch.
Yeah.
But
for real.
Is here too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by that he means our O's stuff. Unless you're Dawson Rider.
Silent face. Yeah.
So, what's ups? Eh? Who's going first?
Eh?
Eh? Nanda.
So who's going to go first?
Not me.
Happy shopping. Fuck yeah.
That's some damn good cheese.
I'm glad it was.
I guess I'll start cheese. Since everyone's just talking about cheese now. Let's see. What's been up since the last podcast? Well, I got some stuff. I mean, I got Cyclone, Joker, Gills Raider. What else is over here? Oh, Machine Tornado finally arrived from Raj Frost because New York Customs decided to steal it. I got my hard boiler today and the Gaia memory set, but no O stuff. Should be here tomorrow. Finally got a vlog out, and I got some reviews up, and I got Halo Reach today. It's pretty fun. What else was I just gonna say? Oh yeah, I got all hyped over seeing all the new 5th gen Pokemon and decided it would be cool to order Pokemon White version from AmiAmi. And so it's gonna be an exciting adventure playing a game I don't know how to read. But I get to play it in September, and everyone else has to wait till April. So, see how it is. And I think that's about all. Now I'll head it over to you, Shukun Shinobi, at the front desk.
Okay. So.
Why is he at the front desk? What at the back desk?
That's what she said. I don't know. I couldn't think of a better joke for that. With such limited time.
I got basically everything in my past two vlogs. Hardboiler, Gills Raider, Cyclone, Joker, the stupid Ghost Sagers. A bunch of Gaia memories that I didn't really need.
He also got your mother. Shit.
And the two Candroids.
Are you serious,
awesome.
My boy? Are you so serious,
if you don't
my...
like the Candroids, fuck off.
Indeed.
That's all.
Now they're going to get millions of fans.
But really, that's about all. I've been playing Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep. I was on vacation last week. That was relaxing. I won some money. That's about all. There really isn't any funny stories to tell or anything. But that's really it.
He doesn't want anyone to know he got raped.
Try to keep that to myself.
He was attacked by some idiot in the projects.
They were so dumb.
They were really dumb.
For real.
Oh, man. As you can see, nothing's changed.
Nope. 18 episodes and we're still retarded.
Yep. 5 episodes later and we're still referencing that video. For real.
So funny. Alright, so I guess it's my turn. Yeah. Alright, so here's what's going on with me. I'm still behind on my videos. Yeah. I got
the club.
There's a club for that. It's probably a Facebook group.
It probably is.
It could be arranged.
Oh, God.
He's going to add it to articulation and matte finish. Oh. So, anyway. I got my Gills Raider, I got my Cyclone, Joker set, which apparently is the demo version, according to Dawson Rider, which I didn't even notice because I was just excited to pull it out the box.
Actually, it was Shuki that noticed it first.
Oh, really? Well, I didn't
watched
notice
it first because I'm the true Jedimon fan.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say I'm the true Jedimon. Oh, scandal.
And then, just like Shuki, I got my O stuff today. And I was
cool
all happy.
People got their own stuff today.
I know, right? And they made vlogs about it, and there was cheese involved, and it was awesome. Just you couldn't even see anything past boxes. It was just boxes as far as the eye could see. And just like Dawson Rider, I saw the Pokemons, but I had self-control and didn't just go buy a game I can't read. But hey, if he wants to be a stupid, I mean, that's fine with me, whatever. But, everything's really up with me. Oh, yes, and I want to echo Shuki's comment. Kandroids equal epic win. So,
yeah.
Wait. Shuki and Shinobi, did you mention that you got black version in your WhatsApp?
No, I wasn't. I didn't.
Okay. He got black version.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's a whore, too.
No, so we can each other through.
I'm loyal to my audience.
No, you're not. You're a liar, remember? Oh, no, I'm just going to record all these boss battles. And if there's anything you wanted me to see, just let me know and I'll record it.
And no one let me know.
You said you were going to record boss battles, and you stopped.
About three bosses in, I remembered I was supposed to check boss battles, and I shut up.
And let's not forget the epic Ghost Sager debacle. No, I'm going to buy Ghost Sager. Oh,
well,
no, I'm not going
to
buy Ghost
Sager. Well, that turned out to be a blessing in disguise now, didn't it?
And then I'm definitely going to buy Ghost Sager. Great. Oh, no, I didn't. Whether it's a blessing or in disguise or not, you still lied about it. You lied to your fans. People were counting on you to see reviews. And what happened? You screwed them over.
That is all.
That is all. Let me think. I think that's it. That's up with me though. Just trying to get some stuff done, you know. Trying to do my thing. That's about all.
All right.
Now back to you, Mark. His name is Mark.
Who?
I don't know. It was from an interview of this band. And the interview, his name was Ron or something like that, and they kept calling him by the wrong name. Someone else walked up, what's this guy's name? He's like, my name's Rob. He goes, no, it's Mark. It's Mark. And he just like kept purposely making everyone call him Mark. It was funny. Anyway, let's go on. Let's All go right. on.
Let's not.
Speed on.
So, anyway.
Well, obviously.
So, you remember how we're always sitting here going, man, I wish Shinkenger was still around.
Those were the days.
Awesome.
Thinking about Shinkenger, Shuki's touching himself at the same time.
Well, apparently Toei thinks the same way and touches theirself too. Because they're
back.
That's
why there's no more dinosaurs.
The rumor now, according to like this picture or something, I don't know. Dukemon posted, so it's halfway legit. There will be a 13-episode miniseries in January of 2011.
Yay!
Or starting in January, rather.
Yep.
Oh, come on.
The miniseries is called Power Rangers Samurai. I'm excited. Okay, here's why I'm excited. Three reasons. One, it's Shinkenger. Two, it's not Ghost Sager. Three, with the rumors we're hearing from Gokaiger next year, this might be our saving grace.
Yeah.
And then silence. Well, yeah.
What am I going to do? Argue with that? I can't argue with that. That's impeccable logic.
Exactly.
The one thing I do want to point out is that looking at the supposedly the reoccurring cast, we've got Takeru, Ryunosuke, and Kouta Ha back. Ghost Sager Pink, fuck.
Oh, God.
Shinken Pink isn't on the list at all.
For the Shinkenger thing?
Shinken Green
really?
Isn't Chiaki anymore.
What?
And
what?
Shinken Gold isn't Genta anymore.
That's because he's playing the American part.
Possibly.
So, it could be a mistake. This entire thing could be a complete lie.
Just like the cake.
But, I hope it's not a lie, because I want more Shinkenger.
Like, I hope that... I don't want them to, like, replace the cast all weird like they did with the writers. Especially with Shinkenger.
Well,
They said they'd be back. They promised us.
I don't remember the end of Shinkenger that great. Didn't didn't
they all went their separate ways to go have their different dreams, and like one of them got a noodle cart and all that stuff, and I don't know.
Okay.
It was like the ending of 02 Digimon. They all went off and had their separate dreams.
Yep.
Takaru had to stay at the house though and sit with his legs crossed. But yeah, that's what happened, because they all went off to do their own thing. So what's gonna happen? Chiaki like decides, oh man, I don't want to go back. Here, you take this, and just hands it to somebody.
Well, I don't know. They could make a new one.
A new Chiaki? And this guy comes back.
Make a new one. Nope.
And this guy shows up like he doesn't look like Chiaki at all, but has a wig of him. I'm Chiaki. Like, no, you're not.
They get the Monstamatic out and make a Chiaki. Hooray.
Awkward silence.
So, and boom goes the dynamite.
Didn't one of them go to America or something?
That was Genta. I just told you.
No, that was Mako. She went to Hawaii with her parents. She went to Hawaii with Miki.
Awkward silence.
And boom goes the dynamite.
I'm sorry. I'm waiting for my phone to stop ringing.
Oh, damn it, phone. You do not ring when we are filming a podcast. Holds up knife.
Okay.
Yeah, so, filming right now. You waste all off you.
Stop giving me cheese.
I like cheese.
Oh my god.
Cheese.
So, your mother.
Fuck. Where did Chiaki go? I don't remember.
He went to the arcade.
I thought he went to school or something.
He just went to school? I've been cutting class this whole year. I gotta get back.
I don't know where he went.
Look it up. We have computers. Somebody go to Wikipedia.
I'm looking right now.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, I guess it'd still be okay. I mean, it's better than Ghost Ager, but I want the whole cast to be there. Like, it was so nice seeing him back for that movie, and they were like, we know these Ghost Agers are tart faces, but just have their memories of us. That's what they said.
Okay. It says, after the final battle, Chiaki becomes a freighter, though Ryunosuke insists that he attend to university.
Okay, so he was supposed to go to school, but he just wanted to sit around like me.
Yeah, Genta goes to open a restaurant with Daigoyo in Paris.
Okay, so he went to Paris.
Texas.
And then Mako went to Hawaii.
Epic Boomies World reference.
And Mako, oh, I've said Mako, and Chiaki's just a bum.
Yep.
So it's just gonna be Kotoha and Takaru and Ryunosuke chilling,
I guess.
Why don't they just take those three and make it them next year's Sentai and make it a threesome? Oh, that sounded wrong.
Ugh.
I mean, just make it like a three-team Sentai and just screw this Gokaiger stuff.
Because
I agree.
Your mother.
But yeah, we'll keep you updated as more is developed. You can check out this place for all the news updates and release dates.
No, you.
Well, you can check it. I am checking it out.
No, you.
I don't wanna.
No, you. Okay.
Stop.
Speaking of Gokaiger, there's more rumors.
Yeah. Yay. It's just like when we had that Ghost Ager rumors. We talked about rumors every week.
Such a excited rumors.
Oh, God. I gotta open the link. Wasn't ready. All right. This is the first batch of rumors for the show. By show, I mean podcast about Ghost Ager. Okay, so it says,
stop funneling your microphone. That's what it says.
I like to funnel the microphone.
Giggity.
It says, the series will have definite influence from One Piece. Our heroes are humans from another dimension who can use something like ki. The setup is described as Gingaman-ish, which is, you know, so great. We're getting more jackholes from another dimension. We're like, what the phone? Why is this box showing me pictures of people? That's a television. Are they trapped in there? No.
Those poor people.
Those poor people.
It says our main robot is composed of a mothership in the form of a pirate ship, which is the main body, and four animals forming the arms and legs, respectively. So, yeah. So, basically, it's kind of like if you took, I guess, Dive Voyager, stood up the boat form, and then attached, like, the Ghost Aid machines to it.
That's basically right.
And then it says one of the bad guys will probably wear an eye patch. Duh, pirates. One of the bad guys has a hook on his right hand in the fashion of Captain Hook, or I guess that guy from Ginga Man. And it says that bandanas are worked into the helmet designs for the Rangers.
The Rangers. Yep. I don't know where that came from.
And speaking of the Rangers, there's a supposed picture of one.
Yeah, so how about you go ahead and
just like those extremely accurate and came true Super Zeo Ranger pictures from last year. Thumbs up.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's the same exact coloring, same exact pose, so I'm, like, taking it with it a huge, huge, huge grain of salt. Like, these are probably all going to be wrong. Most of the Ghost Age rumors were completely off.
Yeah.
Like that it was going to be good.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then there is a second batch of rumors.
I have to talk more?
Yeah.
Okay. So our next batch of rumors says that One Piece was considered heavily in the realization of Gokaiger. The toys have been being planned for about a year. I don't know if that's good or not. Says the action figures of past Sentai are able to be inserted into the belt. That just sounds dirty. Right now, it would seem they either allow the Rangers to transform into past Senshi as previously rumored, transports to other worlds, or possibly both. Oh, great. The action figures are supposed to come in capsules, and the belt buckles open in a way similar to Shinkinger's. Thanks to Cowspot, it would seem the action figures may actually be keys. Yeah, I don't know.
They're going to be key dopants.
This is going to turn into a Gashapon machine.
Oh, God. Probably.
It says the suit design has an orthodox visor mask, or whatever the fuck that means. The team's pirate emblem bears a striking resemblance to the Crossbone Vanguard of Crossbone Gundam. I don't know what that means. The robo design has some Go-On and Gosei influence. Oh, great. So we're going to get animal machines with big googly anime eyes. The first two episodes of the series will feature the appearance of all Sentai fleets. Does that mean they're mecha?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool then. They will appear in the Winter Versus movie. Oh, fantastic. Robo has a similar silhouette to Gosei Ground and seems to have dark coloring. Oh, great. And then, let's see. This update here says this was posted by a person on Yahoo Japan. Says, I am a person involved in tokusatsu. The following is cho netabare, super spoiler. So only read on if you want to be spoiled. Next year, Sentai will join the route that Rida and Ultra have set upon. The title of the new series is Kaizoku Sentai Gokaija, but that may be changed in the future. The series involves five senshi who wander the sea of time space in their changeable combat mothership. They have... They have encounters / fight with heroes in the world of past Sentai. Finally, the world of Himitsu Sentai Go Ranger is scheduled to appear. Offers have already gone out for past actors to come back and reprise their roles. Actors to come back and reprise their roles. Miyauchi Hiroshi / Owl Ranger and Kamen Rider V3 and others are listed as part of the guest cast that will definitely return. Rival characters are scheduled to appear as well. And one such character will be Biohunter Silva, who will appear in the Bioman episodes. She bangs, she bangs. Well, that was fun.
Thanks, William Hung, DZ17's dad hybrid.
That was fantastic. So, I don't know anymore.
Really?
Like, I don't...
Okay, we're done.
Am I a robot or...
No, sorry. It was a joke of the fact that, like, we
That's
just
what
stuttered.
I thought. I was just making sure.
Give me a straight answer, damn it.
I don't know where I am.
What's that? Like, right around the same time last year, we had all these Ghost Age rumors where... Like you said, it was like the Super Zeo Megazords in like a fish form.
And there was going to be like an evil like Snake Ranger that was all cool and yeah.
They at least got the black snake part right. It just
yeah, that's true.
Wasn't a it bad just, guy.
It's just that that guy died and became angry.
Oh, God.
They're like, you know what? Let's take all these good ideas and turn it into a shit show, but keep the snake idea.
So I don't. I like the direction it's going, sort of. From what I can read, but I don't know. We'll have to see.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say. I was, like, halfway listening to all the rumors. So, but, well, just because, like, I don't want to take anything too serious, but, like, the pirate thing could make sense for traveling between worlds. But, like, on the same sense, people have been talking about a pirate theme for years, and I don't want to see them waste it on this. And, what else? Let me see. The design looks okay. I don't like the idea at all of them using headers again.
Was that in anything he read, or...
He said it's similar Ghost Age or Gohan or Mecha Design or something.
I was reading something that they might use headers again.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, really?
Like, I don't remember where I read it. It was in, a Ranger Blood thread and part of the HAU thread, I think. But Dukemon said something.
That's going to show up lovely on the podcast.
But Dukemon said something about it, and, like, they were talking about reusing the cards and reusing headers and... all that fun stuff.
Yeah, so I can see them reusing the cards. I think I said this last time, is that I'd rather them, you know, wait for this year for the cards and pulling it out in Ghost Age, because they're really not that important in Ghost Age. They're just like, oh, look, we ate yogurt, and now we got a Comprey Thunder card. let's see. What else? I'm trying to think what else. I don't have other really thoughts, because this is all basically rumor. Are we even sure that the title is going to be Gokaiger for sure? I mean, they could have just copywritten it for the future like they do with Pokemon.
I don't think Sentai does that, really.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they don't.
All right.
I'd be willing to bet Shuki's life on it.
Oh, thanks.
Bye, Shuki.
I mean, we had Tenso Sentai Gosager for pretty much the entire rumor run.
That's true.
If I remember correctly, so...
But yeah, like, I don't know. Half of me thinks that a decade style would be kind of cool, and the other half thinks shit. And especially with all the shit we're hearing about it just being, like, a pre-commercial for Kamen Rider.
Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah. I can see that happening here, too. In a situation where they're like, okay, it's the anniversary season, anniversary shit. But, I mean, it's still going to be leveled off into very tiny arcs, kind of like Decade was.
Yeah.
And to the point where it's not going to probably have a giant over... Well, I mean, DK didn't either. But a giant, like, overarching story.
Or like a mystery?
Sure.
Yeah. Like what? A mystery that was never... Like, DK kind of had, like, a mystery, like, oh, who is DK? Where is the DK driver from? And then the answer was, I don't know, fuck.
How does DN travel the world? What is he actually doing in his spare time?
What the Sentai thread's talking about right now.
How did he get from...
I know.
Being, like, a Gestapo in that one world to, like, falling through portals and stealing shit from Die Shocker. Which is Gestapo.
Well,
yeah. That's all I got right now.
What world?
His world. Remember, wasn't he like a police officer? And yeah. He hated Kamen Riders? And then he like tripped and fell into Die Shocker? And he found the DN driver and he's like, no way, Kamen Riders are super cool guy now.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
So that's what happened. Because I remember his brother was like a Gestapo when they went to his world. And
the guy with the big ass teeth, I hate that block.
Yeah, and no, he looks like a rat in human form. He reminds me of the rat from famous Jet Jackson.
Oh, God.
Okay, so grain of salt's over with.
Home boy.
Home boy.
That's the country remix.
Home boy.
I still think we should record that, our greatest hit CD for our donators.
That seems like a good idea.
For real.
Look forward to it. So, real quickly, I'll post a link to a video that has all six, is it?
Rumors?
What?
The OCs.
There's I think, eight songs.
Eight?
There's we got red, green, yellow, white, Tatoba, Reptile, and Ocean. So
there's eight.
Oh yeah, eight. That's right, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I can count, douche.
Sorry, I was just checking. You know what?
So there's a video that has all the songs for all eight forms, so you can check that out. Some of them are kind of hard to hear, because I don't know, this driver doesn't seem to like broadcasting itself on video that well. It's shy, I think. I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah.
Check that out. I don't remember what my favorite is because I don't remember them. But Sagar's is always pretty epic.
I'll have to wait until I hear them all, like, you know, on the show.
Because it's also all like, Sakozo. Sakozo!
That's kind of lazy, though.
I guess.
Like, all the other ones are all rhymey, and that one just, like, they just restate itself, like, loudly.
The dino one, though, is just Topu Tilano, and then it stops, like.
Topu. Still gets me.
I like
I like Tatoba, and what else do I like? I don't know.
I don't think anything will beat Tatoba.
No. Do we even? I don't think we even talked about ever the confirmation of the reptile form.
No.
No, I don't think we ever did. So we'll do it right now. Yeah, there's a reptile form.
Yeah, the head's a cobra, and the body is a turtle, and the legs are an alligator. Figure that one out.
He's got it's these like, stubby like, little legs.
It's like Kokawani, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool song. And then there's the song for, what is it, the red form.
It's that's like pretty epic.
Yeah.
It's like extreme.
Well, it's probably going to be like his extreme form if he doesn't have one.
I'm guessing that'll be his Fang Joker, and then he'll have a like some kind of final form. There's no way they're letting us off with 8 forms.
No, I think Sagozo is gonna come around at the time like
Fang Joker.
The Fang, yeah.
Like I think it's gonna come in waves. I mean, he's gonna have like the insect one's gonna be the first.
Obviously.
Then the cat one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's gonna be in the order that the fucking figures come out.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm just saying. And then right around Fang Joker time, we're getting Sagozo. At least according to the toy
Well, I still think there's going to be a final ultimate form, because there's no way they're going to let us buy without buying some kind of extra attachment for the belt, like a new scanner or some shit. I don't know.
Oh, probably.
There's going to be something, so...
We still got a second rider, too.
Let's not even talk about that. So, yeah, the reptile form. I have no idea what the hell it's going to use alligator feet for. I predict it'll turn into a midget. Like, it'll just be waddling around. It'll be kind of cool.
It'll just be Kamen Rider O.
Yeah. The turtle will just be, like, you know, giant shield arms, I'm guessing. And the cobra will just be like, I don't know. We already knew about the sea form.
Yeah.
But so, yeah.
Shauta!
It's orange, right? This reptile form?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, basically, for those of you that have the O-Driver, or O's Driver, so basically, not the Awesome Rider, hold down the button.
Talk.
Hold down the button.
The button? At least I can talk.
Hold down the just button, and it'll chicken. Cycle through colors. Those are the colors of his forms.
Yeah, pretty much. That's why it needed a 7-color LED. Besides the fact of it just being cool and being like prism memory, it gives you all his form colors.
Yeah. So that's how we know things. You're smart. Thank you, Totodile.
You're welcome. I can't do it anymore. Yeah. I used to watch my younger years.
Stop doing your stupid dance, Totodile. Go.
No, sorry, I got drunk. Oh, God, no, he just insulted people. I was trying not to do it. Now you're going to have to edit that out.
Sure.
Let's put Shuki in there.
Shuki.
Oh, this guy's going to flake me out. Where'd he go? Sorry. Anyway.
What? Wait, did you say someone's feeling you up? What?
No. Get off me. Next.
That's the get back on topic alarm.
Okay.
Where did we get one of those?
Okay. You same have time one that I... in your hand.
He can't feel it anymore. It's too
what
small.
What did my... Oh, that's what she said.
Your metal scanner. It's in your hand.
Oh.
Epic Seinfeld reference.
Thanks to my good friend Jeff, I now know that PowerRangers.com finally got an overhaul
Expedia.
To reference the fact that it's not owned by Saban again.
Yay.
And what they're doing... to promote, I guess, is 146, I believe.
Days of Christmas?
145. 145 days of Power Rangers, and what they're doing is every day they're putting up a new episode from MMPR.
At least 150 or more to see.
To be
sorry.
A Pokemon
master. My master is my destiny.
That voice is great. It's like the country remix again.
So they're airing, if my count's right, all the episodes from season 1 through season 3 up until
yay.
The start of Alien Rangers.
Yay, question mark.
Do we even have an official date in October when they're going to start airing this shit?
No, I don't think so.
October 32nd.
Pretty soon toward the start of October, if I remember correctly. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, today's episode... I totally read that wrong. Today's episode was Food Fight, so it'll be a while before we trudge through the episode one crap to get to season two and season three. But bear with it. Keep checking. If you want to watch the episode, watch it. The quality's really good. I do want to say that.
You watched one?
No, I watched... I watched the opening credits. And then I shut it off. Because I didn't want to watch Teamwork or whatever it was that day. No, it was Day of the Dumpster.
Oh, man.
It was
bag.
The first day it opened.
I was talking about Rita, I guess.
Okay. So, the quality is really good. If you can encode this stuff, you might.
The quality of the video is not good. Not of the episode, but.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's not confuse anyone here.
So, check that out if you want to. There really isn't anything. They have really old, like, shit games.
Yeah.
Like
Gilmon's Adventure, and that's not even from Power Rangers.
Basically anything that was on the old Ranger sites got shifted over here. But, they do got a little banner that has the kanji for fire in the background that says, new season coming to Nickelodeon early 2011.
It's
yeah.
No way.
So, interesting. Sorry, can't even do
one
it.
One thing I do want to mention about the episodes is that they go away after a day.
Oh.
They're not logging them, apparently.
While supplies last.
So,
that's good to know.
If you want to watch it, make sure you keep paying attention to it, because you can't go back.
Oh. Excuse me.
That's about all for that, so. Hey, Shuki here. Just real quick, little editor's note kind of thing. We filmed this before the quote-unquote announcement that Morphinomicon was canceled because they didn't have the rights or people hated them or something. I don't know. So keep that in mind when you're listening to this. So enjoy the rest of the podcast.
And that's so, about all.
Moving,
along.
Moving right along to something that totally sparks my interest.
Just like Wheeljack's girlfriend. Did you say Bob's butt?
That's Zonky butt, you idiot. You were going over
Zonky butt always perks my interest. But that's not what I'm talking about right now.
Maybe later?
Hold on. Definitely later. Supposedly being run by Aaron Copland, maybe?
Whoever that guy
Copeland
is.
Copland or Copland? Aaron. It's a
female. Aaron. It's run by Aaron.
She was executive coordinator for the first Morphicon.
Yay.
Morphinomicon, which is actually a really cool name.
No, it's not.
Fuck you. But anyway,
thank you.
On the what? East Coast, near me, hopefully. That'd be nice.
Why don't they just call it? They should call it Morphicon Zeo. That's a better name than Morphicon Nominal or whatever the fuck it is.
Morphinomicon.
Yeah, whatever. Or just call it Morphicon, or fake Morphicon, and then invite fake Bangles.
So, Morphicon East.
I'm looking forward to that. They don't have any guest information, no information.
Morph it up to the streets.
Other than the fact that it exists. So. I'm going.
It depends on who's there, how much money I have, and how good it is. I don't know. I think I'll just stick with Morphicon.
So all you Shuki stalkers, you know where to find him.
Yeah. It's not until summer of next year, so.
Whoa. It's not till summer? Hopefully I covered good. I don't know. I'm trying to cover.
I see what you did there.
Okay.
All right, so enough about my area's convention. That's going to be totally awesome, hopefully.
It's going to actually be located at Shukun Shinobi's house.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Wheelchair's already there outside the window, making time with himself.
So, okay, what we're going to do from now on Just because, I mean, if it works for Toei's mind, it might as well work for ours, too. We're going to start with the Ghost Sager summary, blaze through it because no one gives a shit anymore, and then we're going to talk about Kamen Rider for the rest of the podcast.
Basically.
So basically what we're going to do is we're going to throw all the shit at you first, and then we're going to make your day better.
Yeah.
For the past couple of times, the Kamen Rider episode has led into just random discussion about 90s television ratings and Mrs. Doubtfire.
Help is on the way!
Hello!
Then cut that out and only use the help is on the way.
Sorry.
Hello!
So, I forgive you this time.
So anyway.
I need a face. A face.
Our Ghost Sager correspondent is going to hit scene and summarize this.
After he stops dying over here.
Still shitty episode.
Okay, so...
Deep underground caves.
I was reading descriptions for all these maps. That's Ghost Sager for you, deep underground caves.
So that's where I want to hide from Ghost Sager, is in a deep underground cave. So last time we had... basically all you need to know from last time is that Blade Ran's trying to get on the Blob's good side. That's really... The only thing of any importance that happened was an entire episode of that bullshit. So what we see is the same thing. It starts off. He's like, I'm counting on you, Blade Ram, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, good, I have a plan. I need that box. And he's like, okay, whatevs. And then it cuts to Aisudu Hoshiwo Mamoru Tame Umareta. Thank you. And so anyway, after the yawn fest,
just like banging around in the back.
So we just described the box. Apparently it was made a long time ago by some ancient Yumas, and it's got their power, and the ancient Ghost Sages used it against the Yurmai Jews, and that's how they sealed away Ultimate Spider Monkey and the Blob. Blade Ran's like, well, we're going to use this, you know, crazy power to stop them, and I'm going to seal in some Miracle Ghost Sage headers. So that's what we're going to do to you. And he's like, you know, I undid the seal. I should be able to control this. We'll do this.
I got this.
So let's see. He's like, okay, fine, take the box. And then he takes his BBs, and they're fighting in the city. And, you know, they're just beating up on people, and they're having a good time. And then he runs the Ghost Sagers, and they just start fighting and doing their thing and trying to save the day, I guess. And they start fighting Blade Ran, and they get the crap beat out of him, and then I giggle a little inside. And then they summon Miracle Ghost Sage power. And the headers come in, and they try to show Tenso, but it doesn't work because
it doesn't.
Because he opens the box and seals them in. Like, it pulls the miracle headers off of him and it seals them in. And he's like, haha, giggle. You can't transform again. And Ghost Sage Knight comes in, and then the guy runs away. He's like, huh, I'm out of here, fellas, because this is a capable fighter, and I don't want to deal with that. So he runs off, and they're all like, dude, WTF, mate, we got, like, no miracle power. We suck now. And it's like, you always sucked. And so Blade Ran comes back, and he's all like, giggle. And he's like, Blob's like, so what's up? He's like, dude, I did it, but I'm going to need your power to help me out. So here, take the box. And Blob just, like, he sucks the box into his body. It was really creepy. And then he walks off. And Blade Ran's all like, wahaha, yes, I'm going to use the box against you too, Blob guy, and then I'm going to take over. And it's like, okay.
And I guess.
Yeah, and then we're back at the house place, and Zordon's talking through the Datus, and Ghost of Knight's there, and he's like, yeah, I don't know a lot about this box, but it's said to have a great power and can seal basically anything. And he's like, so that's why the old Ghost Sagers, you know, they did that stuff with it to get those guys away. And they're like, well, how can we fight without Miracle Ghost Sage headers? And Ghost Sage's like, well, I mean, the headers weren't fighting, you guys were, so stop crying like little bitches. And Zordon's all like, yes, brah, Ghost Sage Knight, brah. and he talks to Gosei Knight, and he asks him to, like, train these kids, and he's like, I'll think about it, since it's a request from the awesome Master Header. And Zordon's all like, oh yeah, and by the way, the foundation of that new Tower of Heaven, yeah, that's done, so we're gonna try and connect this, you know, this shit together, and then we can send reinforcements, but I don't know how long it's gonna be, so...
Reinforcements.
Yeah, so they're like, alright, well, let's go fight them Yirmajews. And they're gonna go fight Yirmajews, and you see them doing that little run in a in like a field quarry thing like they always do. And
damn it.
Yep. And then in comes Blob and Bladeran, and they start fighting and tensoing and they just like get pwned because it's funny that way. And Bladeran's all on a side going, wah, yeah, it's just as I planned. Wah. And then in runs Ultimate Spider Monkey, Ultimate Spider Monkey.
Ultimate Spider Monkey. Oh shit, it's a hunter.
And so then he comes in and starts fighting and is like, brah, I'm not defeated. Ah, I'm gonna get you, Blob guy. And then it's like, I will lead, you're my Jews. And so then so then they start fighting, and then the Ghost Sager starts fighting them. And it's just like a giant like fight orgy. And then they're like, ah, Ghost Sage Buster, and Ultimate Spider Monkeys are like, no you, and smacks it away. And then they shoot Blob guy with it, and the box pops out, and Bladeran's all like, haha, giggle. And he picks it up and he's like, I'm gonna steal these Ghostsei Tenshi and you two queers. Blah ha ha. And so he starts sucking, and they start getting pulled towards him, and he keeps sucking. And then all of a sudden, like, the box just breaks, and they're like, haha, giggle. Ha, we fooled you. They're all like, this was a fake box. We aren't really fighting. And here's the real one. And then Ghost Knight just, like, runs up and smacks it and frees the Miracle Headers. And it's all like, haha. And then they show Tensa, and they super miracle Ghostsei Dynamic, whatever the hell it's called. And they blast Bladeran, and they're all like, hey, you know what this is? And they're like, hey. he's like, hey, that's my BB Bug Hive. What the hell? You stole it. And he's like, yup.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Sorry. I didn't expect there to be that many people.
And they're like, you're useless to us now. And so the things come out, and they make him giant. And then they summon Ghostsei Ground. And go say great, and somehow Mystic Data Hyper appears out of nowhere, just shows up and is gonna fight. And then he pwns them. And then he uses Datus to like beat up on the rest of them, and it's pretty funny.
There's two of them.
Yep. And then they combine into Ground Go Say Great. And then they blast him with some victory charging. And then he blows up. But is he really dead? We don't know.
Boom, boom, boom. Plot thickens.
Rumors say no. And then income.
That's what the tabloids say.
Yeah. And then the Ghost Sages are all Dion transformed, and they're all like, oh, we're tired.
So they're transformed again.
Your mother. And Ghost Sages like, oh, the battle's not over, which is, we still gotta fight some more. And they're
the
like, yeah.
The battle is lost, but the war has just begun.
Yeah. And they're like, we have to be strong till the Tower of Heaven's saved.
Oh my gosh. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'll stop. This isn't even funny anymore.
And then they go off. And then they go all Sora Nikaga Yaku Rainbow Seiki no Nakama Shugo.
That's fast. Didn't even have time to floss.
E-A-Q.
Oh man, I died.
Issue.
Stupid Ghostsei.
And so Sentai Ghostsei Ja.
Gotcha.
Engine speed.
Ghostsei Ja Dash. Goni no Tenshi. Goni no Tenshi.
Okay, that would be quite enough. The poor dear.
Poochie Giddy Speedo.
What are you talking about?
What?
Nothing. He's just still singing, so I'm just bullshitting. Gotcha. Go Sager.
Alright, so. Shut up. So I'm gonna. So I'm gonna say this about this episode.
Let me say this to start.
It wasn't as bad as the past few, but I mean, come on. I mean, you heard how bad they were from our summaries. It can't get much worse, or at least that's what we think at the moment, is they'll find a way. I mean, it was better than the last couple, but it's hard to care about what's going on because...
Fuck!
Yeah.
Sorry.
Because you just hate these people from all this past crap, so you're like, yeah, I don't even care anymore. Like, it was better than normal, but whatever. It was fun to see Datus come in and fight, though, especially when he got used as a weapon against them. That was fun. So, on to you guys.
Yeah,
like, I agree with what you said. Like, even though the episode itself wasn't that bad, like, we're 29 episodes in, and I still don't really care about these characters, so even if the episode isn't as terrible as they normally are, like, I still don't really enjoy it because I don't like
it. Well, and there's still no overall, like, plot that keeps you interested in it at all. Even if it was total shit and then the story episodes actually had a plot you were interested in seeing, this is just them defeating the bad guys.
Like, the only character I actually, like, care about and, like, want to watch is Blade Runner.
Which is stupid because he's a villain.
Like, I come in and it's like, okay, what's he going to do this time? Like,
what's he going to roll up next?
Oh my gosh, he's gonna roll up.
Like, you know, like what are we gonna find out? Like, what he's plotting now? Like, that's all I really care about. Like, is Blade Runner. Like, the rest of these people don't interest me whatsoever. Like,
I just really wish the show was over already.
Like, I'm more enthralled by spinning my Taco Candroid than watching Ghost Ager.
That's what I was doing for half your summary. I'm serious too.
No, I believe
you. Are you serious, my boy? Oh, what the hell is that?
Fuck.
I know, those fucking hunters.
He keeps falling off these stupid hands.
It was a pink taco.
That's what he said.
Taco. Sugoi.
That's why Oz was so excited.
Dude, that reminds me, I saw a picture today when I was on HJU catching up from the past few days of, like, the Batak android.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't see it? It was, like, the Batak android, and it showed it, like kind of like we saw these in, like, three different... You know, like as it's being transformed, it's pretty cool looking.
I'll have to go look at that.
Yeah, I got excited.
So
I was like,
"Oh!" Seriously, just poop out metals?
It didn't show anything about pooping. But
That's the dinosaur form, Topu.
Topu Tirano. But yeah, I was like, "Oh, that's pretty cool." And I don't know if you saw this or not. Somebody like attempted to write out like all 343 possible forms using the seven sets of metals.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I was like, wow, that took way too much effort.
I preferred Decaend's chart more.
I didn't look at Decaend's chart.
I have it saved just because.
Like, I didn't feel like downloading it, so I didn't look at it.
Are you serious, my boy?
Yes, we're serious.
I know, sorry. Couldn't think of anything else to say. Well, this is a good segue to go into O's, I say.
It is, since we're talking about O's.
Everyone silent, take a moment of silence. This is the first O summary.
I know. I'm nervous. I've never started a show before.
I'm pretty sure for the theme song, you should just play up the impression that I get.
Oh,
that song.
Oh, I don't have that handy.
It was a joke.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought I killed that hunter. Alright, I'm gonna stop doing this now because this is a serious summary.
Alright.
JDF Captain Door, there is no map.
Alright, so everyone, I really hope you're comfortable for this because, I mean, it's O's. We're excited about this. It's a new show. It's Kamen Rider. It's awesome. There's medals involved. There's some onk-onking.
Onk-onk.
And some happy birthday.
Happy birthday. It's all like, Guppy is in this episode, actually. It's funny.
It's going to be great. It's going to be fun. Get your snacks ready. Join us for
this. Get your snacks, get your colas, and get your chairs, because we're doing something out here.
I'm playing Kingdom Hearts.
I'm playing Halo Reach.
And
Shameless advertising.
And I'm actually,
celebrities.
And I'm actually doing my job.
Well, I don't have a job until after.
Your mother...
I'm on break.
I'm on break.
Back. Fuck.
So there's like this cool opening like sequence thing with like it's all like binary ones and zeros, and then it becomes like just like straight line ones and like letter O zero type things. And then it turns into metals, And it's really cool because if you watch the episode in freeze frame, just when like the metals become clear, you can see the core metal versions of Taka, Lion, Tora, Cheetah, Kuwagata, Kamakiri, Bata, Sai, Gorilla, and Zo. And they're all badass looking. Like, you see them and you're like, oh my god, I want those medals! But yeah, and so then they fall and you see like the Taka and all these cell medals, and it's just like medals just flying across the screen, and you're basically like, and then you see stacks of them, like it's like Uncle Scrooge's money bin, and there's just stacks of medals, and it's basically like, this is what our collection is gonna look like by the time the show is done.
That's what our collection is gonna look like. Get it?
Giggle.
Yep,
and it was a really cool, you know, opening thing.
These summaries are gonna be just as long as Double. He spent about 3 minutes just on the coins falling,
and that's the first 30 seconds. It's like 3 minutes. So I'll try to speed up, you know, a little bit of this. So we're in this Kogami Museum.
Another museum.
Another museum.
That's my plan.
So we see these guys disabling the security system, and it's these two security guards, and they're like, oh, we're going to steal all this shit. And you're like, what? Really?
Are you serious?
Are you serious, my boy? Like, and they're like, so what about that other guy? And I'm like, no, it's cool. I drugged his drink. He's asleep. It's fine. And they're like, oh, okay. So you see, like, this ancient sarcophagus-y looking thing in the back. And behind it is a bunch of cell metals and the Taka core metal. And they just start coming together and form, like, a metal arm. And these guys are just – they're just stealing stuff left and right. And they're just, you know, whatever.
They're raping anybody out here.
Meanwhile, this little arm thing is, like, crawling its way up the sarcophagus to the this little decoration thing on the top. And he turns it.
It's a spiker.
Yeah. And it – and so it unseals the box, and then he, the metals fall, and it sounds off an alarm because it breaks like a little laser seal thing. And so then we see this group of like Zex Trooper guys come in, and this other guy holding like a handful of cell metals, and he just starts chucking them at him like Mardi Gras doubloons at these, you know, Zek Trooper guys as they run past, and they all stop in front of a vending machine. Inside the vending machine is Taka and Taka Candroids. They put the coin in, push this giant middle button, and awesome CGI into a bike. That's right. There's like 50 freaking ride vendors, and you're like, oh, wow. This is some messed up shit right here.
It's so
like,
awesome.
It is awesome. It's so awesome. It's awesome. So they run off and they're gonna go stop this, and they like burst through the wall of the museum, and because what's happened is the sarcophagus has opened, and all these cell metals just fly out and composite into like four metal body monster things, and you're like, this is weird looking, and so this dude says that his name's Goto from the ride vendor squad, and that the metals have begun to awaken or whatever. So we cut to this office building where there's this guy in an apron and this secretary in a short skirt and a phonograph, and he's making a cake, and he starts playing Happy Birthday.
Happy Birthday.
And
not my birthday.
And the four metal guys, the four metal bodies turn into like monster suits of the four greed that we had discussed before, the insect and the cat one and the heavy animal and the aquatic. And so the security guards, they're all frightened and they're just hiding with their stolen loot. While the ride vendor squad just starts like bombing the crap out of the museum, right? And so they use their greed power to like transform into like a billion little cell metals and escape. Meanwhile, this guy here is just sleeping his ass off, like nothing's happening. And so the ride vendor squad gives chase to these medals. And so then we see, happy birthday to you. And this is like a hilarious sequence, because what happens is you got the ride vendor squad getting just seriously pwned, all right, pwned by these greeds, while happy birthday to you is playing in the background.
It's actually kind of epic.
Yeah, with this guy making a cake and singing along to it, just all, happy birthday to you. And you see, like, guy, remember the heavy animal, and he just, like, flips over two bikes, and they explode, and they're, like, jumping on them and, like, smacking people around, and, like, it's hilarious.
I love how everyone has themes, and the heavy animal is just, like, fat ass. Like, fat ass animals. You got, like, the insects, cats, birds, and then the fat asses.
Aw. And we see, like, this computer monitor in the office that says, like, ride vendor, and they're gradually all changing to no signal as they all get, like, beat the crap up. And so he's all like, happy birthday, dear goody dog. And you're like, no, he got shot, dude.
He spelled it wrong.
Because greed is spelled with three E's. So he's all smiley face. And
not to mention he was talking to the guy from Star Wars. So
yeah, it was really confusing. But then this guy, the sleeping security guard, like, wakes up, and he's like, oh, guess my shift's over. And he finds the Taka's core medal, and's like, guess this is my paycheck. And just, like, takes it. And he goes over to the wall, takes his clothes off, so he's in his frilly underwear. And then the wall falls down, and there's a bunch of cops there. And he's like, whoa.
Can't have a jetpack.
And then it cuts to, like, this super awesome theme song with, like, count the medals, 1, 2, and 3. Anything goes. And it's like, ah, oh, this is awesome. Like, it's a really cool theme song. I like it.
And then the preceding background music, any of you listen to it, reminds me of the song The Impression That I Get. So
I agree.
Check that out. Yeah, it's definitely get that. If you've ever seen Digimon the movie, it's at the end of Step Brothers, a bunch of other stuff in the 90s.
Yeah, and what's cool is that when, in the beginning, when they show O's, right, this little circle thing goes over him, and it changes his body parts. So you see, like, the gorilla arms and, like, the Kuwagata head and stuff. So it's like, you know, preview of
what's to come.
Of what's going to come on you. And
oh, my God.
Yeah. And so what we have, and what also we see is the greed, because when we describe them, they're missing body parts because of the cell metals that are gone. But in the opening, they have complete bodies, so you can see what they, like, actually look like if they were fully formed. So it's pretty cool. It's a really cool opening sequence. There's Taka and Taco Candroids in there flying around everywhere. And, you know, like I said, it's pretty just overall badass and enjoyable. So then we see, like, fire squads and police people, and the entire museum's, like, blown up. And here's this guy, like, in his flowery underwear talking to the cops, like, he's like, well, I was sleeping, I have no idea what happened,
I don't know, fuck,
I don't know. And I'm like, what about those two guards? Like, oh no, they're good guys. And I'm like, oh, how long have you known him? Like, since this morning. And it's like, what? So they find out his name is Hino Eiji, and apparently he has no address.
Hino Age.
He's always moving, so he has no address, and he has, like, no phone number. And his only possessions, he pulls them out of his pocket. It's basically a pair of underwear, and inside it wrapped up is some money.
That's, so, for all accounts, this year's Kamen Rider is a hobo.
Yeah, it's Hobo Rider.
He used to be New Denno Vega.
He just travels around with tomorrow's pair of underwear and a little bit of money, and then he holds up his underwear, and he finds out that there's holes in it, so now he has no underwear for tomorrow.
He's all sad face.
He's very a sad face.
Very a sad face.
So we're back at the Kogami Foundation. Kogami Foundation office, and the guy's talking about all the museum's gone, whatever, and the ride vendor platoon's gone. And all that's left is that Goto guy, and, like, these greeds are pretty strong, and the chick's all like, yeah, you knew this was gonna happen. And he's like, yeah, it's pretty cool. Whatevs.
Da-ding.
So we see the four greed, and they're like, hey, these bodies are a little weird. There's like something's missing. Core metals are gone from me. I don't know where they went. Yeah, and so the
cat. And I stole them to sell.
Yeah, the cat one's like, I think I saw Ankh holding them over there, and they're like, I'm sorry, what? Ankh? What?
Ankh, Ankh.
Thank you. And they're like, damn it. So we got to go get that guy. And so they're all pissed at Ankh.
Ankh, Ankh.
Yeah. And so what happens, like, every time one of them talks, like a curtain comes down behind them with, like, their color. So, like, when the insect guy talks, like, a green curtain comes down, which is really weird. So then we see our hero guy, Hino Eiji, and he's like, I gotta find me something to do so I can have, you know, in a place to sleep and some clean underwear. And you're like, dude, you're really obsessed with underwear.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And he comes across a ride vendor in vending machine mode, and he's like, I need money. And then he pulls out the taco metal and's like, I got this. I don't know what this is, but whatever. And we see, like, a red curtain, and he drops the metal under the ride vendor. He's like, no! And he tries to lift it, and he's telling people, hey, help me, help me. Come, please help me. Meanwhile, like, this fruit roll-up arm shoots out and, like, goes under the ride vendor and grabs the metal. And he can't hold it anymore. He drops it on there, and the thing just screams out. So this chick in a hat comes over, and she's like, oh, I got this. And she just lifts the vending machine up like it's nothing. And you're like, wow, this chick's pretty strong. And so he, so the arm comes out, and he's like, I'm taking my metal back. And he screams, and the chick screams, and she looks all like Natsumi from DK when she screams. It's pretty funny. And she runs off, and he gets the metal back, and he's like, hey, no you. And the arm starts chasing him, and it's pretty funny. And so then there's this jewelry store, right? And in comes the insect greed, and the people are all scared. And he sees this lady cowering in the corner. And he's like, ah, you'll do. And he opens up the back of her head, all Deno style. And there's like a coin slot. And he deposits a Kamakiri cell metal. And out pops a yummy pixel. And it starts eating.
And then she got 1 billion subscribers.
Because she had boobs. And so then the yummy starts eating all the jewelry and turns into like a Kamakiri form. And so it's like, ah, go get Ankh and get these medals back.
Ankh,
and
Ankh.
It's like, okay. So the thing like stops those police guys that AG was talking to earlier. And it's like, ah, I smell core metal. And it like runs off and they give chase. And Ankh's trying to get the metal from AG. And he's like, if you give it to me, I'll let you live. And the mantis guy shows up and starts attacking. And is like, ah, Ankh, give us that metal. And he's like, no,
you
stop there. It's my metal. And what's weird is that, like, because I watched the TVN version. And so they didn't literally translate Ankh's words. Like, they put a little note at the top saying, like, this is what Ankh is saying. But this is how we're translating at the bottom. So, like, apparently Ankh says, like, don't stick your hand in. They translate it as don't interfere, I guess, because it's shorter and takes up. I don't know. I guess just because it makes any more sense, but it's supposed to be like a pun on the fact that he's a hand. And Kamakiri starts like just tossing this hand around and beating the crap out of it. It's pretty funny. And so Age is like, no, this is one-sided, brah. And he goes and he runs in and tries to fight, but it doesn't work.
This is one-sided, brah.
This is one-sided. This is a one-sided brah. This doesn't work. And, and so in come the cops and they start shooting, and he like beats up the cops, and the one cop guy falls on the ground, the young dude, and AJ runs over and is like, hold on, KG-san, I'm gonna save you. And he grabs the guy's gun and starts shooting, and it runs out of bullets. And so like he throws AJ, and Ankh like grabs him or whatever and saves him. And he's like, I'm gonna tell you how we can do this. Well, you need to survive. And so, like, this the thing from the top of the sarcophagus drops out of the disembodied fruit roll-up arm. And apparently it was the seal holding the sarcophagus shut. And he puts it on AG and it becomes the O's driver. And you're like, oh, yay, that belt I got in the mail today and Dawson didn't get.
Oh, my God.
And you're like, it's like, Aha, my hand held more than just metals. Apparently it holds a belt inside it too. So you have to use this to defeat him. And he's like, okay. And he pulls out the Tora and Bata medals. And he's like, all right, you just stick 3 medals in here. And this will be all smiley face. So he's like, okay. So he's like, you know, take a risk. It's better than us dying. So he pops the medals in, you know, 1, 2, and 3. Tilts the belt to the side. And then Ankh's like, okay, take this scanner here and pass it over them. So he goes, let's see if I can make this work properly and not all like, derp, there's a rail here style. Did that come out clearly?
Yes.
All right, good. I'm making sure because I wasn't sure how far away to hold it. So he transforms and you get the song and you get like epic typeset and like metals like fly around him of all colors and like the Taka metal, Tora metal, and Bata metal like appear in front of him and they combine into the one chest piece and it was like a really cool sequence. I enjoyed it. Like it was fun. So that's not what I want. And so he starts fighting and like he's all confused about the song and it's like, what's going on? And
don't mind the song.
And he's like, yeah, no, just fight. We'll talk about the song later. And he's like, okay. So he starts to fight and he's going and the middle part of the chest piece glows, a Tora part, and like Wolverine claws pop out.
Not you.
And so he starts fighting all like Wolverine style. And then the leg parts glow and he starts kicking and like, you know, jumping at him. And it's funny because like the Tiger Claws left like a giant like gash on him and like Cell Metal just starts spewing from the Yummy's body. And it's pretty damn funny. And he looks like he bleeds metals. It's funny. So I said that twice. So
it's funny.
He smacks him with his own mantis. He smacks him with his mantis claws, and he's like, and the Tora part like it goes all funky. So Ankh pulls out the Kamakari metal, and he's like, here, use this. Switch it with the middle one. So he's like, okay. So then he goes, and we're going to see if we can get this to work, too. And so the middle part changes from Tora to Kamakari. And so he starts fighting all Kamakari style now, and like it glows, and out come the Kamakari swords, and he just starts slashing, and like just poning this dude, and more core metals pop out, and then he goes all it goes super glowy, and he just like jumps up, and then he slashes through the dude, and the Yummy Pixel explodes. Slashes through the dude. Yummy Pixel explodes, and core metals just go everywhere. And he's all like, huh? He's made of metals? Woo. And so he sees the cop on the ground. He's like, ah, Keiji-san. And the dude's cell phone starts ringing. And it's like, okay. And so Ankh's like, I found a body. And he like attaches himself to the cop guy. And then the dude's hair changes. And he's like, ah, I found a body for myself. And you see the phone's ringing. And on the other end of the phone is the chick in the hat that lifted up the vending machine. And apparently the cop guy is her older brother. And so Oz is still just standing there all confused. And meanwhile, we hear again, happy birthday to you. And he keeps going. And he's like, oh, happy birthday, dear Ozu. You're like, okay, that's a little weird. But you would know this is happening. And then, like, in comes that last guy with the motorcycle, and he pulls out a Taka Kandroid, and he pops the top, turns into a Taka, and then, like, 50 more of them turn into Takas. And he pulls off his motorcycle helmet, and they just start flying in at O's and Ankh. And then it ends. And you're like, oh, no, I want to see more.
Oh, no.
So that was our first O's episode, guys. That was our first taste of O's goodness with some metal action, some Kandroid action. I have to say I liked the episode. It may not have been as epic, of an opening as Doublehead, because Double's opening featured the Begins Night Building.
BNB.
The BNB.
BNB 09.
And if I remember right, it also featured some Do You Have the Courage to Ride with the Devil?
Man, I guess.
Yeah, so, I mean, there was that. But, I mean, for a first episode, it was pretty good. It introduced things fairly well, I thought. I liked the transformation sequence. I liked watching the O's fight. It was really nice. The Greed looked pretty good. Happy Birthday was hilarious. I was surprised at how well the CGI came out for the bike transformation.
Yeah, we all argued about that.
Having seen episode 2, the CGI for this show is a lot better than it was for Double.
That's good. That's good. It shows they're getting better. So yeah, I watched this episode twice, in fact, because I enjoyed it a lot. And it gives me hope for the show that it in fact will be a good show. It definitely shows a lot of promise in the first episode, a lot more than Ghost Sager did with its. So that makes me feel good. You know, it makes me feel like maybe this won't be that bad after Double's awesomeness. And now I'll go to you guys.
All right, who wants to go first?
Go ahead.
I guess I do. Okay, so I agree with a lot of what he said. Like, it was a good first episode. I mean, I said before, this truly hasn't been a bad Kamen Rider, so I'm not entirely worried about this, considering that this is what they put most of their effort into.
True.
Let me see. The happy birthday thing was really, like, it was funny and then dramatic at the same time. And, like, it was really kind of a dark scene if you think about it. Like, they're sitting there and, like, all their men are going offline and they're just sitting there baking a cake. let's see. The Greeds look good. I like that the way of getting yummies is, like, it is similar to Deno, but it's also different. It's, yeah, like, they don't, like, fulfill, they're not like a genie. Like, they have to eat what the person desires.
Yeah.
So that was kind of neat. Let's see, what else? It was kind of a really fast episode. Like, they did do a good job of introducing everything in one way, but in the other way, it just seems really... I just hate those things where they're like, oh, you're just a random guy on the street, here's a belt, now you're a hero, and then he knows what to do. I never like that. Like, especially with some other writer shows, I already have him established, or at least knowing what to do.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's that he was a random guy. It's just that he happened to be in the right place, and Ankh's like, I can use this guy, so...
Well, yeah, but my point more so is that, like, he doesn't have any background with anything. So, like, but he automatically knows what to do, and it happens so quickly in the first episode.
Oh.
Which is why I like, prefer, like, two-part premieres here.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of times, though, they just kind of assume, that
Japanese people know how to be Kamen Riders?
Well, no, that, when you transform, like, the...
It puts its knowledge in you.
Yeah, like it just kind of takes over and kind of like how on Power Rangers when you see Billy and then he morphs and suddenly he can fight.
That's because he turns into a Japanese badass.
Well, but you get my point. Like
yeah,
it's like, you know, you go from I'm a little like tart faced to something I can fight. Yeah, like I mean Takumi. Well, you didn't see Fives, but Takumi had no history really with like with the belts.
That's true. I've seen the first episode of Five.
Okay, well, he happens upon like, the belt and then he can just fight.
Yeah, that's true.
So it, you know, I don't know.
But it was still good. I like the belt effects and the sounds.
Or Shinji. Shinji was really like just a nobody in this
show. That's true. He's all shit, a giant spider chasing me.
And then something can fight. Like it's, but you know, whatever. I mean, it came out good. I mean, the characters were definitely likable.
I believe this was my thoughts.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I forgot. Well, yeah,
the characters were likable. Before I get to the next thing I was going to say, I have to say that Edgy wasn't like all that I was expecting him to be like. Remember, he was like, he doesn't care about anything. I was expecting him to be like really quiet and emo, but he's just kind of like the standard Japanese protagonist.
He's a lot like Godai.
Yeah, he I guess you could say that. Like, he looks like him.
But from what I've read, like, he acts a lot like Godai.
They make him sound, made him sound like in the description, like, he didn't care about anything, but, like, he obviously cares about protecting people.
Yeah, so, like, the way that they were describing things then, it was like, oh, he doesn't care about anything ever. But, like, what it was trying to convey was the fact, like, he doesn't have any desires. He just...
He's, like, stress-free, basically.
He's just as long as I got undies and some money, I'm K.
Yeah, he just goes with the flows, basically.
He wants to go and protect people and shit.
I have to say, also, is even though they did it last year with Double, with, you know, Luna Joker, that I kind of wish he would have taken out the very first enemy with Tatoba, like, already bringing in a new, like, metal. I mean, sure, he's going to have plenty to introduce. But still, like, I wish, or at least he could have used the Kamakiri metal and then finished him with Tatoba, like, Cyclone Joker, you went back to Cyclone Joker to maximum drive him. But, yeah. I mean, it was cool to see it. It's just, I wish they would have waited. It's like, they're already introducing new shit in the first episode. You can't even use the default anymore. But I guess it comes with the belt. So I'll just keep going with pro and con until I, like, argue myself out of it.
Okay.
But yeah, it was a good first episode. It definitely, the Kandroids were cool. And it definitely made me want to see more. And it's not disappointing so far. And spoiler alert, the second episode is actually better than the second episode of Ghost Ager, which isn't hard to do. My point is, I'm still enjoying it after two episodes. Like, Ghost Ager, after the second episode, I already hated it.
Yeah.
All right, on to Shuki.
Indeed.
So, basically, a lot of what these guys said already, it was definitely not as good as Double's first episode, but in its own right, it was still it was solid. I mean, there was some still some questions at the end, but having watched episode 2, they explain a lot of stuff in episode 2, so
yeah,
kind of confused right now. Don't worry about it. Like you said, I kind of wish he would have just stayed Tatoba until the next episode.
Yeah,
but he gets his sword and everything in episode 2, so there's a lot of Tatoba action going on. But, yeah, the characters are definitely likable. I don't hate anyone yet.
Yet.
The cosplay cafe chick that shows up in episode 2, she could probably get on my nerves in the future. But I don't mind Super Strong Girl. I don't mind Onk Onk.
Katie. Onk Onk.
I don't mind, like, any of the Greeds, really.
And the secretary wears a short skirt, so that's all good.
Yeah. She reminds me a bit of Megumi.
Like, yeah.
Look-wise.
Anyway. And, and one thing, like, I mean, it's in saying that, it, you know, it's not, it wasn't as good a first episode as Double, isn't a bad thing in the slightest, because it's like, Double was like the pinnacle. It was, like, it's so awesome. So, it being not as good is still okay, because...
Well, we're going to be biased no matter what.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Like, we're still all sad it's over. It's like, we're excited it's a new writer series, but it doubles over.
Yeah, but one thing I noticed, like, different between, like, that Double was different about, like, a lot of the other writer shows is with Double, like, you wanted to watch the first episode because you heard what it was about, and you go... Well, how the hell are they going to pull this off?
Yeah.
Like, because, like, two in one writer. How are they going to do this? How are they going to get, you know, this other guy, Philip, to wherever Shotaro is?
Fusion dance.
And.
Pitori earrings.
So, like, you want to see with, like, the rest of these, like, O's, it's, you know, it's more like any of the other ones where it's like, okay, you pretty much, you know, this is what's going to happen. And you're tuning in to go, okay, let's see these medals because medals are cool. Which isn't a bad thing in the slightest.
I mentioned this before, is that after watching Double all year, it seemed weird having a main writer only be one person.
Yeah.
He was so lonely. Like, where's your Aibo?
Eugene.
Yeah. Onk Onk is his Aibo.
Yeah, I guess so. They're going to fuse later.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Maybe that's how the all red form is going to work. That'd be funny.
There you go. Kandroids, I hope they stay... I hope they get used as much as the memory gadgets did.
Yeah.
I don't want them
That'd
to.
Be awesome.
Well, I mean, the disc animals were used a shit ton.
Yeah.
The memory gadgets were too. So, I mean, I'm not too worried. Their little animal buddies seem to always kind of stick around. But, I mean, I don't want to. I don't think they'll get shoved aside. Since
they're
always
think so
in the goddamn window of the ride vendor.
At the very least, I could see them coming up with a sizable amount more than memory gadget since they're cheaper.
Yeah,
and then at least having like new updates.
We'll see quite a bit more Candroids and memory gadgets. I mean, they're only 2,000 yen retail.
Yeah, so I could see them doing more. Like, maybe, I don't know if they do that, but like Taka and Taco are like the first models, and then they come out with the new upgrades, which are going to be the next one. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, just constantly coming out with new ones.
They can make like an upgrade and have it be the Condor or something.
Yeah, so. But yeah, so hopefully we'll see them around, because they're all, even if we don't, we'll still buy them. Doesn't yeah. matter.
Seriously, I've been playing with Taco like the entire podcast.
Enough! Rub it in already. I'll get back tomorrow, man.
Are you sure?
No, I'll probably get it Thursday.
Tomorrow is tomorrow's Wednesday. I'm a retard. I looked at my computer and it said Wednesday. I'm like, oh, it's Wednesday.
If you're watching the podcast, I got them yesterday. Listening to it, because it goes up Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Unless it goes up Sunday, because Shuki's on the boat show with that girl from the boat show.
Yep.
You forgot to do your vlog in a sailor's hat. Damn
I didn't
it.
Forget, I just didn't.
It would have been funny. You know what? I'll do a vlog in a sailor's hat and it'll make no sense.
Okay. So, anyway, O's really looking forward to the rest of the show. I'm occupied, to say the least.
The bathroom is occupied, damn it.
Yeah, there's someone in it right now. I don't hate it. I don't think I will hate it. I really haven't hated a writer show. I'm just kind of bitter towards Ryuki.
I don't know why. What did it ever do to you?
Finales
Epic
are
reset.
Big for me.
Epic and reset button, that's what it did for
like,
him.
I strive off character development, like main storyline, and like
it gets
a
him hard
finale. It gets me all boner face. And Ryuki had decent character progression, and then the finale just everything.
It's true. Well, it's true, but
so,
still.
I'm kind of bitter towards Ryuki. I felt like it was a waste of my time. So.
The thing about it is, this is the same writer.
What? Dun 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 dun. Oh my god, epic
but, I mean,
prediction
so is,
for the
so
O's finale.
And...
Just quiet down. Sorry. Prediction for the writer finale. He wakes up from in the office of the museum and the whole thing was a dream.
Oh god.
Can you imagine how hilarious that would be?
No.
Yeah. If I was right.
Like I didn't want to kill that. You.
Like whenever there's someone asleep around a mystery and there's a vague outline of it, you should be worried.
Yeah, I guess.
And they're like, oh god, they're just going to wake up. I'm like, are we going to go into this again?
So anyway, I think that's about it.
Oh, dang it.
For the O's. I feel like we should have talked a little bit more, but I mean, it's the start. We're all excited, but we don't really know what else to say because there really isn't too much else to say.
Yeah, it was kind of a really quick episode. It was basically like, look, here's our new toys. It was like, he's going to hench in the first episode.
Yeah.
Which is why we usually have hour-long premieres here where they hench in the second episode.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see. I want to see more medals. I want to see all kind of coolness. I want to see these suits in action and fighting in their powers, and it's going to be epic.
I'm just extremely happy that, like, the Cell medals suck, and all the Core medals are being released in little packs.
Yes.
Yeah.
That makes me so happy.
So, like, watch the candy toy ones be better than the ones that come with the sword. That'd be hilarious. Or, like, the Gashapons.
That would be awesome.
Like, they might be if the candy toy ones are die-casts.
That'd be awesome.
Because the ones that come with the Candroids, the Cell medals are just hunks of plastic.
And they make me cry. Like, I took it out the package, and I'm like, seriously, this thing feels like paper. Like,
this isn't a metal.
I picked up Core medals, and I'm like, man, these got some feel to them. And then I pull out the Cell medals, and I'm like, am I even holding this? I see it in my hand, but I can't tell if I'm holding it or not.
That's what she said.
And she goes wheelchair's girlfriend.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say now. But some, oh, yeah. Not to, like, pull a double, but we'll have more to say next week. Well, they do explain a little bit more next week. So
yeah, I don't know if we'll actually have more
true.
To say next
yeah.
week. But...
Sure. We'll have more to say once we see more and once we know more about the plot.
Yeah.
Speaking and where we're going.
Jenimon, did you scan the Star Wars things yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I tried.
Didn't work.
It doesn't do anything.
Oh.
Neither one is compatible with the other, and I got very sad.
Damn.
Oh, God. I'm on mute.
See, so, yeah, I mean, I could try again later, but yeah, as of now, it neither one works with the other. And then I was sad.
For real.
Oh, well. Homeboy.
So I think this is actually our shortest podcast yet.
How long is it?
We're only at an hour and a half.
Oh my god,
10 extra minutes. You people aren't going to know what to do with yourselves. Go get an ice cream cone or something.
I don't know. I think Shuki can figure something out to do in 10 minutes.
Not really.
Oh, that's awful.
We don't really have much for final thingies other than the usual Facebook please and donations please.
Facebook please.
There's not very much of final thing. It's about the ladies leave.
I told you to stop fondling the microphone.
I like fondling the microphone.